It's the Dallas Cowboys.
Let's go!
We will start the season on September 4th in Philadelphia with one of the great rivalries. It's been a quarter century since the Cowboys, the Eagles, have played week one. Dallas, new coach in Brian Schottenheimer, Dak Prescott back against Jalen Hurts, 2,000-yard rusher Saquon Barkley, and the Philadelphia Eagles. What a way to start what begins the 20th year of Sunday Night Football.
Mike Tirico making the announcement, who could forget it? September 3rd, 2000, Philadelphia 41, Dave Campo's Dallas Cowboys 14.
Dave Campo.
Yep.
Wow.
Randall Cunningham throwing a touchdown pass for Dallas.
Come on, that happened?
So it did. With the score, Philadelphia 41, Dallas 6. Midway through the fourth quarter.
Like by mistake, or he actually was playing for the Dallas Cowboys?
No, he was
Cowboys.
On Dallas. Good question. That's fair.
I don't remember this at all.
Troy Aikman was the starter. He went 0 for 5 with a pick and was sacked 4 times. Week 1 home, 2000.
Yeah, that's tough. That's tough.
No wonder they waited 25 years to put these teams back on TV in week 1. I mean, I guess he probably got hurt, Aikman. How long did he play? That would have been his last game, but he didn't play. That was his last season.
Yeah, okay.
7 touchdowns, 14 picks.
Oof.
Wonder what Greg Bauk is up to. No, it was Sneaky Joe, not Greg. Sorry, that was Joe who tweaked Troy Aikman.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, Ryan Fitzpatrick's stats or something. Yeah.
Has Joe reminded Troy of this game in a while? I'm sure he's done it. But has he done it in a while? So then Cunningham went in and didn't get much better. But he did throw a touchdown pass to Joey Galloway in the late going. Dallas was a 6-point favorite at home.
And got beat by what?
41-14.
Wow.
Wow, that is incredible. I don't remember this game at all, by the way. I'm just kind of
there's a lot of things
around
that are incredible here. That spread being what it was, the outcome, but mostly Randall Cunningham playing for Dallas.
Playing for Dallas.
Is the thing that is mostly incredible to me.
I wouldn't have remembered that either. Just like name his teams. Eagles.
Vikings. I'm done. I honestly
there's
not
probably another one.
Yeah.
Other than Dallas.
That's probably right.
Baltimore.
Really?
Randall Cunningham finished his career with the Ravens.
See, I want to say I can see him in purple, but that's because of the Vikings.
Yeah, okay.
That doesn't really. That I went, oh, yeah, that sounds. No, it's just purple.
2-0 as a starter for the 2001 Ravens. All right, didn't have that.
2001 Ravens, isn't that? What year is there?
2000,
okay, so that's the defending Super Bowl champs. He got a couple of wins for them, okay.
Right, I mean, that was Dilfer and Tony Banks, maybe. And the next year, they were both gone. They knew. They knew. Elvis Gerbach was their main starter.
Okay.
The year after. How many times does that happen? Team wins it all and then just flushes its offense. Or its quarterback room, at least. But that's what the Ravens did. All right. The schedule, we'll get maybe a couple more things today. Would love to hear from you on what you want. Yes, there will be a heretofore unsponsored wide receiver content. We will get you that. Don't worry.
What time is that going to be?
When do you want it to be?
Do we know yet? I don't know. I have a thing. It's not as much what I want. I'm fine. You know, if the Bills get Sunday night or even if they don't to open the season and this Josh Allen Today Show appearance is about Peacock or something for Saturday night, the 27th of December, yeah, fine.
Going with that.
The strongest feeling I have about the schedule is that I don't want them to have to go to Europe. I just, I mean, a lot of teams are doing it and will have to do it. I just don't think it's good. It's just not optimal to me to have to do that, the travel, the jet lag, all of it. And I know the league does give you some leeway on if you want your bye right after that or something. And I think the last time the Bills did this, they chose not to do that. And it's not that their season exactly derailed right after they got back from England. They suffered big injuries in that game, which they lost. But, you know, Daquan Jones, Matt Milano were the bigger stories, I think, coming out of that trip there. I just think in a year where I'm going to be, you know, spending the summer here. I'm calling this summer already. I mean, it's gatey out. Thinking about the one seed, you know, until we get going and until Kansas City goes undefeated until Thanksgiving or whatever the hell they did last year, I'm going to think about the one seed. I don't need a hangover from going to Dublin. So as much fun as it would be to, you know, and believe me, from a work standpoint, I'm fine. You know, we do postgame at noon or whatever. Fine. I got the rest of Sunday. I could get with that. I just don't want them to have to deal with that. This year, again, recognizing, you know, we got the Chiefs are going to Brazil. That's not Europe, but still, you know, big trip
farther
of the traditional marketplace. I just don't want the Bills to have to deal with that.
What's farther,
Brazil,
Sao Paulo, or Dublin, or even London? 6 hours each. Maybe Brazil is shorter, but it's not short. It's not close. Just because it's America.
It's in this hemisphere.
It's pretty far. I don't know. I always felt like, even though I have no excuse for not having gone, like Ireland, even Iceland. People love to go to Iceland, but Ireland, UK is just sort of like going to California.
I'll bet that is a shorter trip than Brazil. I'll bet it is.
According to Nerding on NFL, and I may say that a number of times here in the next 2 days, the London games are official. I'm not sure who, but he's got a format for like which of these are unofficial and which are
speculative. No, unofficial would be speculative. Sorry.
Yeah. There are three games in London, and we have it as week five. This had been rumored the other day. Minnesota at Cleveland. At Cleveland in London. The speculation is that week four would be Minnesota at Pittsburgh in Dublin, that Minnesota would play both of those games as the road team. Week five, Minnesota at Cleveland.
Right. Okay.
Week six, Denver at the Jets in London. So if that's right, you can cross the Jets off the Bills list. We've known for a long time that the Jets were going to be in London in week six, but not that the Bills definitely wouldn't play them. And then week seven, we had the other day, Rams at Jacksonville. According to this site, we also have the week 10 Berlin game as Atlanta at Indianapolis. Matt Ryan still on the Colts? No. Otherwise, Matt Ryan revenge game.
Right.
Atlanta at Indy. Maybe get him in the booth. Atlanta at Indianapolis. Week 11, this has been reported, but maybe also has been made official, Washington at Miami in Spain.
I saw some. I follow Alan Poupart, who's been a guest on our show a couple of times, I think. He's a Dolphins beat guy. And he tweeted earlier today a link to a story. Actually, I think it was his story, just saying that a newspaper in Madrid is saying Washington is that opponent for Miami for that Madrid game. So, yeah, I don't know how much you want to believe
100%.
You know, Spanish newspapers. I mean, you know, they're mailing me parking or speeding tickets in Spain from Spain. I don't know if they're credible.
I always believe
a Spanish
newspaper.
Of course, that has nothing to do with anything.
Newspaper.
So strike that as, you know, a possibility. And I can't remember why, but I feel like back when this was all known, like we've known that Miami was going to play this game for a while, I felt like I heard a reason why it wouldn't be the Bills. That was better than just it's a division game. But I can't remember what it was now. And so, but anyway, this would fall in line with that. But, you know, if it's Washington, obviously it's not the Bills. So I have felt for a while like whether I'm right or not, I mean, it's a lot of guesswork. Sorry, NFL, what is it called? NFL nerd, schedule nerd, whatever the name of the
Twitter. NFL nerd.
NFL nerd.
Nerding on NFL is the account.
I mostly have just been worried about clearing one European hurdle, and that's the Dublin thing. So
you feel like you've done that?
I
I think all the international games are, I think, known at this point. I have some personal news if this isn't a bad time.
Well, I mean,
the wide receiver thing can wait.
Depends on what it is.
I have some personal news. I've been working here almost 23 years, all but one with you. And this is a first for me in that time and all time. I broke a tooth yesterday.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I broke it. Personal news. I broke a tooth. I'm not going to, you know, show you.
Did you?
It's right here.
Oh, wow. So bat way. How did.
No, it's not. It's not that far back.
Okay.
It looks like maybe it's not that far back.
You're pointing at your
middle.
Your cheek here. So, I mean.
Right there.
Yeah.
I broke this tooth right here.
Is that like a mid-mouth?
Mid-mouth. I would say mid-mouth.
Okay.
The mid-mouth conference. This tooth is in the mid-mouth conference.
What are the incisors doing in the mid-mouth conference? It doesn't make any sense. Used to be in the front mouth. Oh, sorry. How did you break
the
a tooth?
The big mouth conference. That's where all my teeth are in the big mouth conference.
How did you break a tooth?
No great story.
Did you see Greg Bauk yesterday? Did he break your teeth?
Why would that have? He's mad?
He used to always threaten to break our teeth. Yeah.
Yeah. How would you like your teeth for lunch?
Teeth were a threat.
Teeth.
To the point where he would just say teeth.
I was with my sister. She had some little appetizers out, including just, you know, little small pieces of salami. She also had clams off the grill and olives. And I think of those two things as the on a Family Feud board, clams, where you might just get like a little tiny rock in there, or olives with the pit as, you know, likelier ways to break a tooth.
The pit for sure. I've never had a rock or a pebble in a clam myself.
Well, I'm not accusing her of any failure on that front. But it was just a random piece of salami, and it felt like I was an olive pit or something like that. But, you know, and it's pieces of my tooth, which had a filling from probably when I was a teenager. And so they're all out. I spit it all out. They're on the napkin. There's no pain. Hmm. I got lucky, I think, maybe there, because that could easily be very painful.
How much gin had you had?
No gin, just a piece of salami, and there's my tooth, or half of it.
Is this going to require work?
Because I'm a good boy, I already have an appointment for this week. I mean, it's random that it's this week, but I had an appointment to see my dentist already.
All right.
And I texted them today, like, I'm not in any pain. Can I just keep the appointment? Do you want me to bring in
the remnants of
the rest of the tooth? And my hygienist was like, you know, no, of course not.
We're not going to be able to.
We're not going to reattach it.
We're not going to be reconstructing your tooth. I mean, we might reconstruct your tooth with new materials, but we're not using the old broken, shattered tooth.
We're not going to need the tooth parts.
So did the whole, how much of it, how much, just like a bit, or like did the whole damn thing come flying out? Like what exactly happened? What are we dealing with here?
Half? Wow. Maybe a little less?
Half a tooth.
Maybe. It's very weird.
Yeah.
I was constantly running my tongue over it, like, you know, something is stuck there, or whatever.
It's got to be a weird,
doesn't hurt.
Because, you know, we're not in an age where we're losing teeth anymore here. Obviously, it's been a long time, so to have that would be strange. Like, I'm sure it's something, you know, people who have experienced it are maybe used to it, hockey players, whatever. But to me, to have a vacancy in my mouth at this point would be weird.
A hole.
I would be, I think, fiddling. I'd be running my tongue over it constantly.
Yeah, I kind of am.
Yeah.
But, I don't know, it's just content.
Is it uncomfortable to eat?
This will get us into the top five in the ratings.
Is it sensitive to temperature? Like, was coffee any different?
I don't know. Light a match. Bring it over. Give me something hot. No, nothing yet. I had my coffee.
Yeah.
I don't eat ice cream. I don't know. Like, it seems fine.
Okay.
I might not even do anything about it. We'll see what the experts tell me.
Right.
Maybe I'll just live with it.
Oh, they'll definitely suggest you do something.
I get a new tooth.
I would expect. I would expect that. No judgment. It's just that's what I would do if I were in that field. Yeah, you come in with half a tooth missing. Like, I can fix that for you.
You really should get that fixed.
Let me give you an estimate.
You really should. You really should get that replaced.
Let me show you what your options are.
Mm-hmm.
You get some titanium or gold or platinum.
I already have a gold tooth.
All right. That's right.
Mm-hmm. Why not get two, you're thinking?
Yeah.
A matching set?
But mid-mouth, I mean, what's that doing?
Mid-mouth conference.
It's not like you're going to have a grill to show off.
Not yet. We have a lot to talk about today, as you can tell. The schedule this week, the PGA is this week. There's hockey. We've got the Bandits in the finals starting on Friday night and more. And that wide receiver segment you're not going to want to miss. Also today, Will Graves from the AP in Pittsburgh. What are the Steelers doing with Aaron Rodgers? Is he going to play or all that drama? And more on that team later today. Actually, as soon as 4 o'clock. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here at 803-0550. This is WGR.